Audio Bible, Ezekiel, Chapter 42. Then the man led me out northward into the outer court, and he brought me to the group of chambers opposite the temple courtyard and the outer wall on the north side. The building with the door facing north was 100 cubits long and 50 cubits wide. Gallery faced gallery in 3 levels opposite the 20 cubits that belonged to the inner court and opposite the pavement that belonged to the outer court. In front of the chambers was an inner walkway, 10 cubits wide and 100 cubits long. Their doors were on the north. Now the upper chambers were smaller because the galleries took more space from the chambers on the lower and middle floors of the building. For they were arranged in 3 stories, and unlike the courts, they had no pillars. So the upper chambers were set back further than the lower and middle floors. An outer wall in front of the chambers was 50 cubits long and ran parallel to the chambers and the outer court. For the chambers on the outer court were 50 cubits long, while those facing the temple were 100 cubits long. And below these chambers was the entrance on the east side as one enters them from the outer court. On the south side, along the length of the wall of the outer court, were chambers adjoining the courtyard and opposite the building, with a passageway in front of them, just like the chambers that were on the north. They had the same length and width, with similar exits and dimensions. And corresponding to the doors of the chambers that were facing south, there was a door in front of the walkway that was parallel to the wall extending eastward. Then the man said to me, "The north and south chambers facing the temple courtyard are the holy chambers where the priests who approach the Lord will eat the most holy offerings. There they will place the most holy offerings, the grain offerings, the sin offerings, and the guilt offerings, for the place is holy. Once the priests have entered the holy area, they must not go out into the outer court until they have left behind the garments in which they minister, for these are holy. They are to put on other clothes before they approach the places that are for the people." Now when the man had finished measuring the interior of the temple area, he led me out by the gate that faced east, and he measured the area all around. With a measuring rod, he measured the east side to be 500 cubits long. He measured the north side to be 500 cubits long. He measured the south side to be 500 cubits long. And he came around and measured the west side to be 500 cubits long. So he measured the area on all 4 sides. It had a wall all around, 500 cubits long and 500 cubits wide, to separate the holy from the common.